Hey, you're listening to the Eastside Remedy podcast by Phoebe and Emanuelo.
Hi, Phoebe.
Hello.
How are
you?
It's
been a while.
It has been a while. How many months?
Well, actually, we have recorded this before.
Did we?
Well, we have tried to record for season 2, episode 1 before, and then I don't know what happened to that. I don't know. It wasn't really that great. I don't know. Maybe I wasn't content with the content. Wow, look at that word. Content and content, they are the same word, but
they are. Did we publish the episode?
No. I didn't even get to edit it.
I thought but... we relationship, right?
No.
No? Did we not talk about relationship?
No. It was about like motivation.
Oh man.
But well, whatever. I was thinking we can talk about relationship though this time, since February is the month of love, which I know a lot of people. I actually asked my coworkers what they think of Valentine's Day, and all of them said no, they don't think it's a good kind of day. I don't know. Is it a holiday? Holiday or
it's not a holiday.
What is it called?
It's just a day of celebration, I guess.
What do you think of Valentine's Day?
It reminds me of high school. you know when we were in high school, especially during Valentine's Day, usually the girls would get lots of gifts, like chocolate.
Did you get any gifts?
It's like you can order something for your crush and remain anonymous. So at the end of the day, you see that the popular girls, they will receive a lot of gifts. So I
must not be popular then.
No, you're not.
I think I got some gifts, but not a lot. I know what you're saying because I remember that time as well. Yeah. But yeah, what about like now that you're older, like do you still care?
Yeah, sometimes. I think this year we didn't really get to celebrate because my wife, she was actually very busy working on that day. So we didn't really get to go out and do stuff. But there's this very cliche saying that, you know, if you love somebody, every day is a Valentine.
Yeah, that's true.
Or you can make every day a Valentine's Day.
And then I saw this I saw this TikTok. This guy. Oh wait, was it TikTok? No, it was Instagram. Actually, it was it was Pastor Mike Todd. Do you know Pastor Mike Todd?
Yeah.
Sure. So he posted on his Instagram and was like, guys, don't fool yourself. Even though your girlfriend or wife or partner said that they don't want anything for Valentine's Day, just go ahead and get it. Like, just get it for them.
That is true.
And I think sometimes I'm like that, like, well, what's the phrase in English? I don't know, but in Chinese it's like kosu xing fei, right? Like,
yeah, well, you say something thing,
like, yeah,
but it's like you're thinking of the opposite. It's like, no, I don't want a gift. You shouldn't get me anything. But deep down inside, you'd be like, please just get me something.
Yeah. So I think sometimes I'm like that, but
yeah,
as I got older, I'm like, whatever, Valentine's Day is just Valentine's Day. I care more about like my birthday now. And
plus your birthday is pretty close to Valentine's Day.
Yeah, and that's something my husband was saying. It's like,
you should do two.
It's hard for him because and our anniversary is in March, so it's like back to back. my birthday, Valentine's Day, and an anniversary.
Then you should just lump everything together.
I think that would be ideal for him, but not for me.
You don't feel special. You'd be like, birthday is birthday. Valentine's, Valentine's.
High maintenance.
Are you a flower or balloon kind of person?
Oh, or I didn't know they were different. What do you mean?
No, like, you know, some people, they like flowers, but they don't really like balloons or vice versa. Because I saw some balloons at your house just now.
Oh, those are from my birthday, from my friends from Bible study. So
yeah. Or you don't care much. Or you're just kind of at the age to be like, yeah, you know, great if I get flowers, but just save the money and get me
something. I just like any element of surprise. So I don't care what the thing is. I care more about like, oh, you actually put some thought into surprising me or making me happy or whatever. So it can be anything.
You're a gift kind of person, right?
Yeah. But my love language is not gift giving. Maybe I need to redo that. Like my love language, it came out as acts of service.
What's that?
Acts of service.
Acts of service.
Acts of service. So it's like
acts of service. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it sounded like accessories, but with an O. So it's like accessories. I was like, what's an accessories? Is that like a new thing?
But anyway.
Yeah. So
yeah.
Yeah, that's my thought about Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Well, I figure we can do something fun-ish, kind of. I don't know. I don't know if this is fun. I think it's fun. I just like,
okay. Sure.
I just like to look at what other people think of relationship in general. And when I think about relationship and when I talk about relationship here, it's a combination of like dating relationship or marriage relationship or whatever. It can be like serious, not serious, just relationship in general. I think it's fun to just see how other people view relationship and what they think is the worst kind of relationship advice they've gotten. And ooh. So I Google relationship advice and found the worst ones out there and kind of compiled them together. And yeah, we have five relationship advice here that
I think is worst relationship advice.
I don't know if it's worse or bad or just okay, something that I'll at least that. I huh
I'll be the judge.
What'd you say? You'll be the
judge. Not that like relationship expert, but
and that's what I want to say too, like this is not like because like we are super expert in it, but I do see couples for counseling professionally. Wow. So I can see some of the patterns. I can see some of the like reasons why people would think that these advices are not good ones.
Sure.
So
let's do this.
Do you want to start with the first one?
What's the first one? Play hard to get. Come on.
I'm always curious as to what guys really think of that. Like, of course, you're not representing the whole planet's like
population. Male
but like when it comes to playing hard to get, what do you think guys think about that usually?
Man, you just put me on the spot right here. Playing hard to get. Well, it's kind of subjective. Because I do feel like, well, this is just my opinion, not any professional opinion, but my personal opinion is that when it comes to relationship, guys should be the one who pursue. I know it sounds kind of old-fashioned, but somehow I just think that, hey, when you like somebody, just put some effort trying to show that you care and you want to get to know more about this person. And I think when girls, when they play hard to get, it can be a bit confusing sometimes. It's like, okay, so do you want this or do you not want this? Like what's going on? Are we on the same page? And I feel like it depends on the culture as well, because the way that people communicate, it can be kind of different too. I
That
think.
kind of reminds me, I don't know if you have seen this show, dating show recently, that's quite popular. Oh, what is, dang it, it was in my mind. It's like Love is Blind. Have you
Oh
heard of that
yeah.
one? Have
Yeah,
you watched that one?
we watched the first one. It was nice.
Which one did you watch? Because there's an American version and then there's a Japan, the Japanese version.
Yeah, the American one. That was the first one.
Okay, we've been watching the Japanese one, so I don't know what the American one is like, but just based on the trailer and preview, you can kind of tell, like, culturally, there's a difference there.
Yeah, of course, They're more reserved and polite, I guess. I don't know. I'm just assuming.
I don't know if reserve is like, it's almost like they're more, maybe in a way, like, almost like respectful,
Yeah,
because
to
it's
say
like
that.
they don't just say things bluntly, or I don't know. There's a lot of like, is respect a good word? Like almost like.
There's a lot of layers, and I would say that it's culture. So
Yeah.
again, it's yeah. That's my thought about oh my thoughts about playing hard to get. Yeah.
Did you experience that before when a girl was like playing hard to get in the past, or?
I don't remember. No comment.
You don't remember, or you don't feel comfortable sharing. Because
Well,
I'm, huh?
what was no, I was gonna say, what was the saying? There's the saying, you miss 100% of the shot that you don't take, right?
Okay. What made you say that? How's that
No,
related to?
it's like, oh, playing hard to get. Well, if you like a girl, then you might as well try it, because if you don't, then the chance of succeeding is zero because you don't take your chances.
So how long do you usually try until you give up?
That's a good question. Now that I'm married, I don't remember. It's been a while. About you? I think you play hard to get.
Don't know. Because I think when, especially when I was like pre-dating my husband, like when we were just getting to know each other, like I didn't play hard to get with him at all. I feel like I was more direct.
Yeah, so you're like, okay, we're on the same page. Let's go out. Let's do this. Let's do that.
And he knew immediately what he wanted, which I will kind of talk about probably for the fourth like point of like relationship advice or worst relationship advice. But like he knew what he wanted. I think that's why it was pretty quick or like mutual decision to get together.
Yeah. For sure.
But I hate the thought of like playing hard to get. Like, who cares? Like, why do you need to wait for like a certain amount of time to respond to a text, or like you have to wait until after like, I don't know, a day or 2 days or 7 days after the date to like talk to that person again? Like, I don't, maybe I just don't like rules in general. Like, I don't like things like that.
I think maybe at the same time there are other people pursuing this same person, or You know, or maybe you just wanna pull some strings and I don't know.
Have you guys watched Singles Inferno?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You have?
Well, not me, but my wife, she
Oh, so you don't really know.
I mean, I know every yeah, like they wrote letters at the beginning and trying to win competition, set up dates and all those things.
Yeah, but no, but the reason why I brought that up is because there's this girl in it. Her name is Gia. I love her. She's actually my favorite, but I know a lot of people are like, ah, why her?
She's the makeup artist, right?
No, she's a YouTuber.
Yeah, as in like she has a YouTube channel doing like makeup and stuff. Isn't
Yeah,
that
like
her?
fashion related, yeah.
Yeah.
And so it reminds me of her when we talk about playing hard to get,
Yeah, she's
because
like so cocky all the time. She's like, oh, you know, I'm pretty. She thinks she's
but
pretty.
I feel like she can't be it's justified because she's pretty. Like, I don't know. I think
Yeah,
it's just, but
yeah.
anyway, but she it's like that, like she kind of threw in some bait with different guys, and then when she noticed that the guys confessed their love for her, and then she will say things that will make them stay, so that at the end she had like three options she
Yeah,
could choose from.
that's what I was saying. Like, you know, maybe sometimes people play hard to get because they're talking to someone else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know if it's a, do you think it's a good advice, bad advice,
I
or
feel well, okay, so here's the thing. When it comes to a relationship, right? When it comes to somebody pursuing you, emotions are involved, you know, and feelings are there. And I feel like if you're a good friend, you know, you should probably tell your friend, be like, hey, you know, do you like this person? And if you don't like this person, no dilly-dallying and just let this person know, you know, or
yeah.
you want to give this person a little bit more time, get to know this guy or this girl, you know, sure. Right. But if you just play hard to get, I think it's kind of unfair to the pursuer, you know, because people they invest their time, their energy, their feelings, and you'd be like, oh, I'm okay, you are not worth my time, so I'm just gonna leave you hanging for a few days.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are my thoughts.
Yeah, okay. Well, the next one that I have here, it says you have to find someone that has the same interests. And interests means like hobbies, like things you like to do. So you have to find someone that has the same interests, hobbies as you. I genuinely know people that believe that that's true, and that's why they're still single. I think.
Well, I think a better, well, quote unquote, better advice would be finding somebody who shares the same value as you instead of
Yeah.
sharing the same interests. I mean, like, yeah, sure, you know. At the beginning, it might be easier to get along. You know, you click because of your interests, whether it's the type of music or movies, you know, the things that you like to do, playing games. But eventually, what's gonna hold the relationship would be the value, right? Because interests might change, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe in the next few years, you might develop an interest in things that you never knew you would like. So what happened to the relationship then?
Yeah, like collecting toys.
I don't know what you're talking about, but sure. Yeah. So find somebody who shares the same value as you.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. I totally agree. And I didn't really understand the meaning of like finding a person with the same values until I'm married. That's when I realized the importance of finding someone with the same values. Because if you if let's say you're like family oriented and you marry someone who's not family oriented, then it's going to be hard because you're going to be with this person forever. And then if they don't like, they don't even budge, they don't even care about your family, and but you do, then you're just like, okay, what the heck? Like, you're supposed to be my life partner and you're not valuing the same things. So
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the next one here is that, oh, like, it's okay that you don't like certain things about this person, like, I'm sure they will change in time. So that's the next advice, like, they can change, they will change.
What do you think?
That's a tricky one, I think. Maybe it depends on what it is. Like, if you're saying, like, something that you can't even tolerate at all, because surely there are things, so like, for example, like, I can't, what's the word that I'm thinking of, another word of that's not tolerate, but like something that I just can't accept is if someone like do drugs, like mm-hmm. that's just a big no-no for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what's the word I'm trying to say, but.
So I guess it will be.
Oh, non-negotiable. I think that's
what's yeah, the word. Yeah, or like things that you won't like compromise.
Compromise, yeah.
Yeah.
Like I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think with like that, like if a person that I'm slightly interested in and they do drugs, if someone tells me that, oh, they can change, like, they'll go to rehab and be okay, like I would be like, no, I don't think they can change.
Well, so. I think that's kind of harsh, because like you're coming from a place of like judgment, you know. It's like just because you don't think that they cannot change, it doesn't mean that they won't change. But for you, you know, it's just like hard. I think just the statement itself, yeah, you know, people do change, but it takes a lot of work, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen like selfish people. Like, okay, for example, for me, I'm a selfish person. But I'm much better now because I'm married to a very selfless person. So in a way, she did not force me to change, you know, but I changed mm-hmm. because I want to change. But generally, yeah. it depends on, let's say, what are some of the traits or characteristics of this one person.
Yeah.
Yeah, like if this person is violent, then probably not. You know,
that's like, what I want to say. Yeah. When it comes to abuse in relationship, yeah. That's also another thing that I can't. It's a non-negotiable for me.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. Like, for us, there's only so much we can do. But, you know, when it comes to loving a person, it shouldn't come from a place like, oh, you know, this person, he's like this or she's like that. And, yeah, eventually he or she will change. Yeah, you know, maybe eventually, but... Yeah, it would take a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a hard one, I think.
Mm-hmm. Give them some time, they will propose.
Yeah. So I know some people who've been in relationships for years, and I'm talking like mm-hmm. 5 years and above.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still not married, but they want to, like one of them wants to, but the other is still hesitant. And that kind of brings me back to like my point earlier about how when I first met my husband, he knew immediately that he would want to marry me. Not so much me back then, but mm-hmm. that was something that was very attractive to me then, because I'm like, okay, how is it that he has such a strong almost like a value too of like, okay, when I date someone, it's not just for fun. It's actually like I'm considering you as a marriage material. So that was very attractive to me because I used to just date for fun.
Yeah.
So
I think for this point, they actually like people actually have to talk about it because more often than not, maybe one party is more it's ready, but the other one is not, you know? So I think when it comes to dating, relationship, marriage, it's something that they need to talk about, you know. Probably after dating for a while, they have to be like, okay, you know, so what's the direction of this relationship? How do you feel, you know? Because I know that there are couples who they are very happy to not get married. They just want to stay together, but they don't want to get married, which is, you know, I mean, it's fine, like if that's what you believe in, right? But
If they have both like talked about it and say, okay, it's okay that we don't get married, then that's fine. But if there's one that's like, I really want to get married, and the other is like, I don't know yet.
yeah, but I guess like after a while, then you should know whether you want to or not, you know, like if you say you are not sure whether you want to get married or not, then you kind of have to ask yourself a question. Is it because of like what's the reason behind, you know, is it because of the other person or is it because of yourself? Yeah, so yeah, I guess in a way you can give the other person a little bit more time, but eventually it's something that needs to be talked about. Yeah.
I thought that was a good one to put in there because I know some people really struggle with that. Oh, this last one, I think it's my favorite. You hear this a lot. Never go to bed angry.
Yeah.
So never go to bed angry at each other. Well, what do you think of that? Is that something you strive for?
I strive not to fight or argue. I think sometimes, yeah, recently I heard this thing like the difference between fighting and arguing. You know, it's like when you argue, it's just like a back and forth kind of thing on an issue. But when you're fighting, you just pick a fight, you know. It's like randomly out of nowhere, you had a bad day and you decided to lash out and say things and do things, and the other person was like, wait, what's going on, you know? So in that case, you are fighting, you're not arguing because there's nothing to argue about, right? But I feel like, yeah, you know, we always want to go to bed and not in a stress kind of state of mind. You should just talk it out and cry if you have to, you know, just work it out. Because I think if we could sum up a relationship, like what is a relationship? A relationship means hard work between two parties. You know, like it needs work and a lot of work. And especially the older you get, there are more things out there, you know, and how do you still work together? Yeah.
So like for me, I don't think it's as black and white when it comes to this because there are times that you can't resolve an issue right away, and that you have to Maybe be more emotionally, be more like calm, before you can think of a solution. It depends
Yeah.
on, you know, the situation. But I always say this to couples, my clients, is that it's okay to say, hey, let's pause on this because right now I'm too emotional. I just can't think right now. But let's agree to come back. And that's the important part about this, is that you always come back and actually discuss again. And I think a lot of couples, when they hear that, they're so shocked. They're like, what? Like, you can actually walk away? Yeah, sure, you can, but you need to sit down, like, before any arguments happen, sit down together as a couple and talk about, hey, when we were to get too emotional and start arguing, let's agree to take some time to just cool down a little bit. And when we feel like we can have a proper conversation, then come back to it. And that's okay. So I don't know if that fully answered that statement or like what I think about that, but I think sometimes we just have emotions that we can't resolve right then and there.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I said, just make sure that you agree to come back and actually talk about what was bothering you and not just let it slide.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's fair enough, you know, especially when it comes to life, there are certain things which are black and white, but there are also a lot of things where, you know, you just gotta work around it. There's no right or wrong. As long as you can find a solution and agree to work on it. Yeah.
But yeah, those were just five relationship advice that I found online and thought it was pretty interesting, and maybe we can go over them a little bit. And so, I think our goal is to put out something once a month moving forward. At least that's what we talked about.
We'll try.
So
We'll try. We'll try.
there's no try. Well, is that Yoda's word? Like,
I don't know. Is it? There's no try. Just do it.
just
Nike.
do it. Yeah. But no, I personally just like this time together because we don't I feel like we don't really talk like this, like, ever since we live too far from each other.
Yeah,
So
we don't talk as much. For all the listeners listening, we used to live together in college, and you know, I think after college for a little bit. Yeah. But yeah,
how long have you been back in Malaysia? Like, what, at least 7 years? Six, seven?
6 years now.
6 years?
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
But yes, I still want to travel. I do want to go back to the States, but there are also a lot of countries out there that I want to visit. So yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think that's all we have for today. We'll just come back in a month, I guess.
Yeah, thank you guys for supporting this podcast. And if you find it helpful, do share it with your friends, share it on your social. You know, you can give us a shout out. We will do our best to be as active as we can on our Instagram, Phoebe Lo. So, yeah,
Maybe
I think,
TikTok.
huh? No TikTok.
Maybe
I don't do TikTok. I know you like to go on TikTok and send me all this like siblings and Asian stuff, but
funny because they're so creative. Anyway.
yeah, I guess so. But no, I don't do TikTok. But yeah, thank you, Phoebe. You have a lovely weekend, and I'm head to bed pretty soon. I think that's it for today. Thank you, everybody. We will talk to you guys later.
Bye.